afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Drive Through HR, the biggest, best, and best 30-minute online HR-focused, mostly practitioner-driven talk show on the internet that you'll find Monday through Friday at noon Central. Hi, this is Duane Lay. I'm sitting into the captain's chair today, filling in for Krista Miller, who is on assignment with the cold. So she's running the board for us today. Just like you see in baseball, when a player makes the final out of an inning and gets to come up with that, we get to see today somebody who was a guest yesterday and get to sit into the guest host chair today. So I am really excited, though, because one of my favorite people on the planet happens to be the guest today, so I couldn't wait to step in. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely and talented Kara McNally. Kara, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. It was a pleasure chatting with you today, Duane. I'm surprised, pleasantly surprised, I should say, to see that you're the guest host.
We should keep doing it for like another half hour. What do you say?
I think that's fine. Yeah, I can work that into my schedule, my busy schedule here today.
So I love that. So obviously I know all about you. I'm a huge fan. But for the millions and millions of listeners out there in Radio Land, why don't you introduce yourself and tell them what you're all about?
Of course. Kara Mignanelli. Now, when you say the last name, you need to hold your hand up and pretend that you're Italian and really put the emphasis in there and say it. Really, like, you know, pretend you're drinking some wine. Mignanelli.
Mignanelli. I don't think I've ever said your name correctly. Right. Mignanelli.
That's fine. That's fine.
So it's
you
a
really
minion.
You have to really
it's
live
a,
it. Yeah.
It's a minion and then an Ellie. Mignanelli.
Yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Exactly. So I am the lucky producer, the conference producer for the Social Recruiting Strategies Conference, SRSC, as the, you know, the beloved attendees like to call it. You know, we've been running this event for just about 4 years now, and you've had the pleasure of joining us in the capacity of MC. That was a couple years ago, but it was a great time in San Francisco back, I think that was 2013 maybe. We gather a lot of folks from your show, from the guests from the show, and you know, I have to say it is so exciting to actually be on the show because I've listened numerous occasions, and Mr. William Tincup was one of my first contacts in the industry, and I know he runs a great show over there. So
you know,
I'm happy
it's interesting
to be involved.
Yeah, well, I think I speak for all of the regular guests when I say it's very exciting to have you. So there's obviously, as you would probably imagine, a long-standing write-in campaign to get you on the show. People constantly writing, when will Kara be on the show? She's one of our favorites. When will she be on there? So I'm really excited to get to host the day that you finally showed up. I know you're a tough cat. So let's talk a little more about SRSC. I'm a fan of what you guys do. I've been to a couple of shows. I've had the opportunity to present there. I've been an MC. But for those who haven't yet made it out there, and by golly, you really should because it's a really, really good show and they bring great content. For those who haven't made it out, talk a little bit about kind of your mission, vision, values, what you do, what's your focus, and how do people find information about the shows?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, Social Recruiting Strategies Conference it's a great event because it's so specific and niche to the industry. It's really for people that are social freaks. You're all about social and digital, and you're a recruiter and you're in HR. This is really, I think, the event for you for a lot of reasons. You know, not just the content that we have, and we do have a powerful amount of content, both in a workshop format as well as, you know, idea sharing through panels, great inspirational keynotes. We also have breakout sessions in different tracks, so you can kind of target your learning experience to what your specific goals are within your organization and in particular, you know, your HR department and how you collaborate with marketing. But it's a great networking opportunity. You know, our speakers stick around. They don't just, you know, show up, do the presentation and hop on a flight and go. They stick around for the whole experience. They're there. They're accessible. They're available throughout the lunches and the breaks and the cocktail reception. It's a great group in the industry that we've been able to, you know, maintain relationships with, and it's a great experience, I think, for all the attendees because it is so accessible. You know, you are going to get the most out of it because you can interact with the speakers throughout the entire 3-day experience. So it is a 3-day event. It has, and I should probably mention the dates, it's July 21st through the 23rd this summer. And we're actually going to be heading to Boston. It's the first time we'll be on the East Coast, so we're pretty excited about that. You know, in the past 4 years, we've just been in San Fran and Chicago. So I know we have a lot of people that were saying, hey, when are you going to be on the East Coast? So we're finally coming. And really excited to be there. And we've got great keynotes lined up for this particular show from Sodexo as well as Amtrak, some wonderful corporate case studies. Of course, the lovely and talented Crystal Miller will be delivering a workshop as well as a session this coming July show. And that's the neat thing is you can add on the workshops on the first day and really kind of dive deep before the main event kicks off. Got some good ones lined up looking at how to speak socially, social messaging and recruitment for individuals as well as brands, of course. Then, you know, if you want to pull it back and be a little bit more strategic, we do have an option for a workshop focusing on, you know, looking at that framework and how you're going to implement the social recruiting framework for different levels. So depending on your level of experience in your organization, how far along you are on implementation in social and mobile recruiting, there's going to be something for you to pick and choose from. So it's really, I think, a great opportunity for everyone on your team to kind of get what they need to get them to the next step on their goals.
So that's a ton of content. That's a ton of good stuff. Real quick, and we'll hit this again at the end, but for people who right now, because I can hear them out there in Radio Land, that they're salivating, they're drooling on their keyboards, which quite frankly you shouldn't do because it's bad for it. But for those who like are hearing all this and they're really excited, drop them a website. Where do they go if they want to get information and register?
Of course. It's a long one, so get ready. It's socialrecruitingstrategies.com.
Socialrecruitingstrategies.com.
You got to spell it out. Spell it out. Socialrecruitingstrategies.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's great content. Now, anybody who knows me knows that I absolutely loathe Boston. I hate that town with a passion. It's got nothing to do with the people. It's got nothing to do with location, with food, weather. It's just that St. Louis and Boston have a long-standing rivalry, and we keep losing. So, but this actually helps. I feel a little bit better about it as a town, knowing that you'll be there. So, well done. You've influenced my thinking. You are a thought leader in that area. Just so you know.
Well, I mean, so, come on. It's Boston. How could you not live in Boston? And it's July, so it's not going to be buried in snow. It's not going to be that hot. I promise. It might be a little humid, but...
It's the last time the Rams lost the Super Bowl was to the Patriots. The last time the Cardinals lost World Series was to the Red Sox. The last time the Blues lost in the Stanley Cup Finals was to the Bruins. I mean, that kind of stuff weighs on you after a while. So it's a personal thing. I'll live with it. So let's talk a little bit about the conference area in general. I mean, you obviously know the space. You worked in it. You probably know it as well as anyone. You know, there are people out there who listen to this that would love to get to go to conferences. They would love to get the opportunity to do some of these. Help them out. What is it from kind of an ROI perspective, from a value perspective, a conference can offer an attendee? What should they expect when they come to your conference, when they make the investment, when they pitch it to their employer and say, we'd love for you to send me to this thing? What should they be looking for? What should they expect as value in return for their time?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's key. Obviously, for buy-in and for approval for these sorts of things. But as an attendee, I think you need to come prepared to get at least 3 takeaways from every single session and write them down and know that, okay, I know how to implement these 3 things. And if you're not sure after a presentation on how to kind of take those lessons learned and those best practices that are being shared and discussed and turn them into, you know, whether it be a new tool, a new idea, a new platform, approach the speaker and ask for clarification. I think you need to have those things ready to go so that when you get back Monday morning, you can present them to your team or compile them and share them in some way and really get ready to start, you know, going with it. That's what we're hoping for, and that's what we stress and emphasize to our presenters is that's great. Share the successes in in your organization, but most importantly, provide those three things for people to walk away with, the tools that they need.
And do you encourage your speakers when you're getting people slated? I mean, do you look specifically for people who have that takeaway content, or is it just the nature of topics you see a lot of that?
In recruiting speakers, we look at both. We look at everything from, the specific content to presentation style, how far along the organization is in implementing their social and mobile recruiting. You know, you may have some presenters that are from less known organizations, but they're smaller and medium-sized businesses that are very relatable to the audience and are going to have the same challenges, whether currently or maybe they have in the past year and they've overcome them. And that can sometimes be the most valuable thing and say, hey, I am coming from a company that's the same as you, and here's what we were able to do on a very small or limited budget. We're a small organization, but we've made leaps and bounds, and this is how we did it. You know, not everyone is the Coca-Cola or the Sodexo or the, Starbucks. So how do you do it without that big brand? And I think that's key, especially when you're looking at, partnering with marketing and honing in on your employer brand and looking internally and how you take your team as well as your entire company, all of your employees, and turning them into brand ambassadors. Well, what if you don't have that to ride on? How do you develop it, and how do you then implement it into your talent acquisition strategy on a smaller scale?
So I'm really glad you brought up this idea about with the big companies. It makes me think of I saw a presentation by a guy who was a talent acquisition leader for Google, and I'm a fan of Google. Please don't take away all of my tools. I'm sure they're listening right now. But I remember someone asked him about how do you integrate people into your culture? Like, what are the big challenges you have to deal with when you bring on new talent? And his answer was, well, we have big changes we have to deal with. Like, last year, we used to give people, cash for buying a hybrid vehicle, like $5,000, but then everybody had one. So there wasn't a lot of value in that anymore. So we had to start offering maid service for their homes instead. And, the entire audience, completely shut down on this guy because it was just unrelatable. So I think your point is really well taken. If you get a mix of speakers, everybody wants to know, what is Coke doing? What is Sodexo doing? What is Apple doing that's really driving the market? Because we're going to pick those things up and learn from them. But I think it's important that you get a mix of those speakers from the mid and small companies as well, from higher education, from healthcare. And I know you do a great job with that of bringing in people from different disciplines to look at, hey, here's what's happening in all the different sectors to really kind of give perspective on what the world looks like for everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got Tiffany Ligon from Evolent Health, and she'll be joining and she'll be kind of hitting that topic exactly on, looking at that smaller budget. And I think she was the 2014 Talent Warrior. She was one of award recipients from Glassdoor. So she's done some good work.
So what about from the employer side? So they're the ones who, in many cases, are laying out the cash to send people to these things. What do you think that their expectation should be? So you mentioned, having people come back, kind of present to their teams and talk about things. But do you engage at all with employers? Or do you hear from employers saying, hey, we're thinking about sending people. Tell us what we should expect back as an organization. Do you get any of that?
I think that it's really important to explain everything that's involved in attending an event like this. And when you also look at, investing in your employees and how stepping away from the office helps you, really sit and evaluate what are the problems instead of you're working Monday through Friday, go, go, go. Okay, I have to get this done. It's hard to step back and reevaluate and really understand how you can tackle those issues and whether those issues are really issues. Sometimes employees get sent to these events and they realize, this really isn't our priority, and they reprioritize what those, goals are within their organization and their within their specific department. So I think that's key, is really the value in stepping away from the day-to-day and kind of taking a look at how to evaluate what's important. So, not only are you getting the 2 to 3 days, depending on, not everyone attends the workshops, although I think those are sometimes the most valuable thing for people. What what tools they're going to be obtaining. And also, I think really you cannot put a price tag on networking. I cannot say it enough. And honestly, I think the attendees agree. Once they've concluded the event, they're like, wow. I think one of the most valuable things was the people that I met. It's the people that you're talking to, the relationships that you're building. And these are long-term relationships. You know, as you know, people in HR are very social people. And you're continuing these conversations and these relationships after the fact. You know, you stay in touch with them and you're able to reach out to more people if something happens within, you know, within implementation in your company. You have resources now outside that you can talk to. So it really helps expand your network, which, I mean, in the end is only a positive thing for the company overall, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, I mean, it's such a short amount of time, you know, 2-3 days in the grand scheme of things is not much. And so I think, you know, it's a huge investment in, you know, your long-term talent acquisition goals to invest in your employees,
mm-hmm.
provide them this experience. I mean, not to say there isn't any value in all the fun stuff, but I, you know, sometimes that sells, sometimes it doesn't to your employer when you're trying to get the buy-in to go to these things. But obviously it's a great fun time, and the lunches, the dinners, the receptions, and all that. But that is where a lot of the networking happens, and honestly, there's a lot of value in that.
Well, there should be, right? I mean, it shouldn't be a burden to go to a conference like this. It should be something that's fun. So I think that from that perspective, the networking piece is important. I always try to remind people that, you know, your business cards are not for you. They're supposed to be given away. You shouldn't just be trying to win lunch at Applebee's with them. You should try to meet people and give those things away when you're at a conference. And I'm one of the worst about remembering mine. So for me, it's always kind of a memory stick to remember to pack mine as I go. So let's do a quick reset. We're about halfway through. We're on Drive Through HR. This is Dwayne Lay sitting in on the board today. I've got Crystal Miller running in the background. And we've got one of my very, very favorite people, Cara Mignonelli, and I got it right this time. So let's talk a little more from SRSC. I should throw that out there. So let's talk a little bit. So with my role, you know, I'm at the sale. I work at a vendor. When I go to shows, sometimes I'm speaking, sometimes I'm working a booth, sometimes I'm an attendee. I get to kind of see all different sides of it. And I always find it interesting to look at the vendor space at a show and the way vendors are folded in, the way they contribute. I know we have a lot of vendors who listen to the show. Talk a little bit, if you would, about your relationship with your sponsors, your vendors. What do they add to the show? How do they enhance the experience for the attendees?
Absolutely. You know, we love our vendors. And we have – the vendors that we have been there at almost every show, I must say. They participate. They participate actively in a lot of different ways. You know, not only is there the booth presence, you know, everyone can come and chat them up and – you know, they're accessible. They have the coolest giveaways, of course. But there also is like a thought leadership aspect to the role that some of our sponsors take on, which is really unique and interesting, and it's the furthest thing from a sales pitch. iSIMS, for example, has been participating in the thought leadership role for the past, I'd say, 4 or 5 social recruiting strategies conferences. And Susan Vitale, the chief marketing officer over at iSIMS, is a great speaker, and she's full of energy and is also, you know, she's always offering unique ideas and really strong takeaways for people. So I think that different role is key. If you want to be there, you want to represent your organization as more than just a vendor, no offense, but if you want to take on that additional thought leader role, which you are thought, I mean, Dwayne, obviously you're a thought leader. Let's not beat around the bush here. We all know it, but it's great to have the participation as a presenter. Particularly in this coming event in July, we're excited. We're working with Tweet My Job, and they are, and Mira Greenland over there, she's doing the a panel. So mm-hmm. she's bringing together a lot of different folks from different companies and talking about the age of social, local, mobile, SOLOMO recruitment, how to use all three of them to build a social recruiting brand in 2015. So we're really excited to have her. Then we have some other folks, you know, participating. We do have Jibe in a thought leadership role as well. But I think, you know, talking to the delegates, getting to know them, obviously taking someone out to dinner, sticking around for the cocktail reception. Believe it or not, and I shall not name names, but we have had a couple of vendors in the past that just didn't even come to the networking receptions, which, why you turn away free drinks blows my mind.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really understand.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, if you're a vendor or a sponsor of a show that has a free networking happy hour and you don't show up, people should not do business with you. You're not a fun partner.
Right. It blows my mind. So, and you know, send your key people there.
Right.
I think you want to have experienced people that know your organization and your product that can carry on that conversation without relying on, you know, your booth materials. You should be able to step away from your booth and just engage the, you know, the potential client. And maybe they're not a client today and maybe not tomorrow, but, you know, maybe in a couple of months, they're going to remember you.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll circle back. You know, I think it just comes back to that relationship building and that networking that is key.
So I just have to ask, you mentioned the giveaways of the booths, which I know from experience is always a big deal for people. What's the coolest thing you've ever seen given away?
You know, those little portable iPhone chargers, they're like little sticks, and you can just stick them in your phone.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure, yeah, those. Those are awesome. Let's see. Well, I got to say, I'm a big fan of the iSim, the bird. I'm going to forget his name. Ike? I think his name is Ike, maybe?
Oh, yeah, it's another guy.
I should know that.
I thought it was an Angry Birds guy, but it's not.
It's not, no.
Like the
guy. If you've got kids, I mean, you've got to collect
right.
those things. I have several all over my house. Several little Ikes.
I always get a request to bring home fuzzy dice if the dice people are at a show to bring those home.
Somebody
has a car that want to hang those up somewhere, so... So tell me your best conference story. What's the coolest / craziest thing you've seen, not necessarily one of your shows, but someplace you've been, that really hangs with you, either as, like, I really want to do that, or as a cautionary tale to, hey, make sure you're more careful with the rest of the world?
Ooh. Well, you know, I'd say one of the most fun things that happens is, well, when speakers, they just do something silly. So we've had... 5-hour energy drinks thrown out to the audience to keep, you know, pep everyone up. We've had speakers. I don't know if I should name her, although she's notorious for this. We have had a speaker, you know, do a fireball shot right before her presentation. And, you know, this was in the morning. This was very early in the morning.
I think I know what we're talking about. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm sure she'll be doing it in July, too, because she will be there. So that's always funny. You know, different things. I think involving technology is always fun. You know, I got to get everyone involved and make them stand up and get the blood flowing. Some great presenters that have done fun things like that, you know, get out the selfie stick and get everyone involved and post it live. Do a little Vine video. You know, we have a famous MC that did that back in 2013, which sounds like a long time ago, but I think it was literally the first day that Vine had launched was during our event.
It was
new and fun. Yes, yeah.
So just did a Vine like what, in the crowd or from the stage, or how did that work?
From the stage. Mm-hmm. Got everyone involved
That sounds pretty amazing. I don't know exactly how they pulled that off, but that sounds like the kind of person you would definitely want to have your MC every single show going forward, I would think. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. I mean, he's very talented. He can guest host when his associate there is down with a cold on a lovely show.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Wow.
You're very versatile. Mm-hmm. Versatile guy.
People like that are hard to come by unless you know exactly where all of them hang out.
You know,
what else do you think? Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say one funny thing that no one wants to happen at any conference is, you know, you do all this planning months in advance, and if you've ever been to an event, you can tell. You know, people have been invited, and these conversations have taken place months before, whether you're an attendee or a speaker. And sometimes, you know, people don't show up. So that's always a bad thing. And we've had that happen once. So I have a very good track record where that's only happened once, and that person was was a little bit detained, I think, maybe hungover perhaps. And I will not name names. But otherwise, we have, honestly, the most professional people, and everyone's really invested, and they get really excited about the event, and it's just so fun. I'm really excited to be a part of it, and the people that we have involved, both the speakers and attendees, are really genuine, and I'm just really excited for the next show and to be in Boston in July.
So we got off 5 minutes left. We talked a little bit about technology, and one of the things I always think is interesting is seeing, conferences put in, there's a conference app or there's like live, surveying during a thing. You mentioned selfie sticks. I'm curious, how have you seen that used? And any other interesting uses of technology from conferences, not from speakers, but from conferences themselves? Or if not, have you seen like an opportunity where you think, gosh, I wish somebody would build something for that?
There have been different things that, you can do kind of the online mobile agenda. There are different vendors out there that can collaborate with you so that people, instead of walking around with their conference materials, can, check online. Sometimes I think they get in the way of the learning. And here's the thing. What I've learned from all of these years of conferences is that it's the face-to-face, and that is what people are there for. So sometimes the technology, if it's taking you away from that, it takes away from that overall conference experience. I've seen the, QR code, mobile check-in, name tags, and the online surveys while you're watching the presentation. And while everything may have some different advantage, and there are techies out there that really get excited about that kind of stuff, but I think for the majority and for, most people that are coming to these events, I think for you to really get the most out of the event, I think sometimes just throwing that all out the window and really focusing on talking to as many people and shaking as many hands as you can and approaching as many speakers as you can and exchanging as many business cards as you can is really, I think, the most valuable thing. So not to discourage technological advancements in, conference on-site management and those different kind of social tools, because obviously this is a social recruiting strategies conference and all we're talking about is social and how to connect to social. But for that 2 or 3 days, I think those real face-to-face interactions are the most valuable thing. We're always open to suggestions for other tools to implement to make people's conference experience more successful and so that they feel like it's a customizable experience and it's one that they're really getting the most out of, so to speak. But that's really kind of my takeaway from these events.
Well, I think it's a great wrap, and I would say always remember, you can't email a hug. Bear that in mind, whatever that's worth. We've got about 2 minutes, so let's wrap up a little bit. So, Kara, tell the folks, where do they find you? Where do they find the organization, and where should they go to sign up for this wonderful event coming up very, very shortly?
Yeah, so socialrecruitingstrategies.com. To sign up, get the full agenda, find out all the venue information for Boston. You can go to @GSMI online on Twitter, #SRSC. For the event. If you want to find me, it's my Twitter. My personal Twitter is @CaraMignonelli. You can also find me on LinkedIn, of course. Shoot me an email, shoot me a tweet, and I'd be happy to send you more information about the event and connect you with any of the speakers. It's really accessible before or after the event.
What's your Twitter handle?
@CaraMignonelli.
Can you spell that for folks?
Absolutely. I know it's a tough one. @KaraMignonelli.
There you go. Thank you, Kara, so much for joining us. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. Don't forget, you can catch the replay online, and we will be back tomorrow. I probably will be back. Hopefully, everyone will be feeling better, but it's been a pleasure to stay with you on the board. We're going to roll out to some music that Crystal is going to hit us right now.